Welcome back to Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. Books about anti-racism have dominated the New York Times and Amazon bestseller lists for weeks following George Floyd's death. In fact, all of the top 10 books on the New York Times combined print and ebook nonfiction bestseller list are about racism. Our next guest says anti-racism doesn't just mean opposing violence, it means recognizing the fullness of Black humanity, and she has a list of 24 books that celebrate the vastness, the beauty, and complexity of Blackness. Jennifer Baker is a contributing editor of Electric Literature, a nonprofit digital publisher, and she joins us now. Good morning, Jennifer.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Okay, it's really nice here. We've dampened down on the humidity in New York City, so
yeah,
that's been good.
Good. Well, you know, we're in this moment that's focusing on anti-racism. In your in your article for Electric Literature, you say that stories encompassing Black life and individuality do not begin and end with racism. Can you explain what you mean by that?
I mean, the culmination of many books that have been acquired and or distributed or highly promoted that center Black people, but especially African Americans in the United States, tend to be resolved around racism, right? So they tend to be more historical looks. They tend to pigeonhole Black people in a pain narrative. We have the civil rights, then we have slavery, most prominently, right? There are just so many books about slavery that come out all the time every year. And it's not to say that those kind of books aren't necessary or helpful or pertinent to understanding American history, let alone Black history, but the prevalence of those tends to dominate and put us in a very kind of particular and precarious position in literature and media. And so the list I created, I really wanted to look at new books because we're looking at older books. A lot of those anti-racist books came out a year ago, 2 years, 3 years ago. New Jim Crow came out more than 10 years ago. And those were on list after list after list. And I love those books. I wanted to talk about just fiction, nonfiction, poetry that looks at lives, that looks at intersectionality, especially look at queerness, transness, all those things as well, being a woman. So you see that the list on Electric Literature that I compiled is primarily women, those who identify as women. And so that was really important to me to also share that anti-racism doesn't just stop with a book that is about anti-racism.
Right. And you have a list of 24 of those books. We won't be able to get to all of them on the list, but you can find them at electricliterature.com. Let's talk about a couple of the favorites of yours on the list.
Mm-hmm. I literally just finished Akweke Emezi's book yesterday, The Death of Vivek OG. That's coming out early August, I believe August 4th, from Riverhead Books, which is an imprint I'm very big fan of, even though I do work at Penguin, so I'm trying not to be
full disclosure, full disclosure.
But that book by Akweke is their third, I believe, and it is, it's hard because I don't want to spoil anything, but I mean, The Death of Vivek is about a young man. He is biracial. He lives in Nigeria with his family, and there are complications that arise in his life. But the way that Akweke tends to look at intersectionality and the way that they have, as an author, just showcased an abundance and a very, just a really tender care for the characters that they create is absolutely fantastic. They tend to write very concisely and tightly as a writer. And so that's a nice short book if you're not ready for some long stuff, or if to accompany your anti-racist reading, you want something a bit shorter. It's just very complex, it's very nuanced, and it's beautifully written, as all of Akweke's books are. Another one that was on there is Renee Watson's, I believe it's the Reinhardt series. That's middle grade, early readers more so. Mm-hmm. And it's called Ways to Make Sunshine. And Renee Watson, this is her 10th book, I think. It's definitely been 10 years of her publishing. And she's just such a respected activist in the Black community, in the literary community, in the arts community. And the work that she produces year after year really highlights Black girls of various sizes, Black girls learning and being loved. And her work tends to just her whole catalog, I think, is great, especially for younger readers.
Yeah, there's another one.
Those are two that I would like highlight, you know.
Yeah, and there's another one that I was, as I was scrolling through the list, that caught my eye, also for young readers, A Song Below Water.
Stephanie Morrow.
The cover is striking, but also your first sentence here is Black Mermaids.
It's, I know. What else do you need?
What else do you need to know?
Sirens. It sells itself. And Bethany hit the bestseller list on the indie bestseller list last week.
Yeah.
And I believe she is also in upstate New York. So
yeah. And then another one that actually just caught my eye because of the cover, which is like a little cute rabbit just sitting there, called Wow, No Thank You by Samantha Irby.
Oh my gosh. Samantha's stuff is so good. I've been listening to her book on audio, and she reads her audio book.
Yeah, tell us about Samantha's stuff.
Hilarious.
Yeah, tell us about her.
Oh, Samantha, I read her previous book, and I feel horrible. Oh, We Are Never Meeting in Real Life. Because she's done three. Meaty, mm-hmm. You're Never Meeting in Real Life, and now Wow, No Thank You. And they all have similar color covers, and they come in different colors. So she's kind of, her publisher's kind of branded her. And her stuff is just very humorous. It looks into anxiety, mental illness, being a big Black woman, being a queer Black woman, dating. And she never comes to these kind of great resolutions either. It's just very human. It's just kind of... And for me, I'm an 80s baby too, so she has a lot of nostalgic references, and this has a lot of nostalgic references to 90s music, especially 90s alternative music. So if that's your jam, like it was my jam, this is the book for you, especially just take you out of a moment,
yeah.
Or this moment in particular.
And relive the 90s, and who doesn't want to do that?
We don't want to talk about Blink 182. Come on.
Exactly. And then one other one that I just wanted to mention, Felix Ever After by Kason Callender, is about a young trans man who sees love all around him. Tell us a little bit about that.
And that's the book of Kason's heart. I don't want to pigeonhole or speak for Kason in that either. But that was a very personal book for Kason, and they've talked about that a lot online on Twitter. Kason is a great person to follow, as is many of the people on this list on Twitter. They're very active. And it's a love story, and I think love stories aren't always about romance. Maybe they're about friendship, or maybe they're just about finding out who you are. And so I love that Kason especially wants to look at things in a different way and wants to make sure... I want to make sure that trans individuals and Black trans individuals and Black queer trans individuals are prominent in stories without having to be violated or, you know, taken advantage of or constantly demonized.
Yeah.
And so that's a book where I think, especially if you're just like, where are the trans characters in books? Maybe that's a great place to start.
Yeah, it's a great list because it's so many different areas of the Black experience, and you can find it at electricliterature.com. Jennifer Baker is a writer, editor, creator of Minorities in Publishing podcast, the editor of Everyday People, and she's a contributing editor to Electric Literature. Jennifer Baker, thanks so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoy the low humidity.
Thanks so much.
All right, have a great day. Take care.
You take care.
Bye-bye. That's all for this edition of Radio Chatskill. I'm Tim Bruno. Thanks for joining us. Remember to be kind, wear a mask, stop the spread, and save lives. Have a good day.